As much as it is important to spend time and commit yourself to productivity and working tirelessly at times, so it is important to rest. And I needed some time to rest, and I hope that you all understand that. But it's great to be back. It's great to be back doing what I have been set out to do. Today we'll be talking about an uncomfortable aspect of growth. Like, in general, we know that growth is uncomfortable. The whole concept of it is, because growth has a lot to do with getting outside of your comfort zone, with being outside of what is deemed comfortable for you. You find yourself in different situations, in different locations and areas and circumstances that you haven't quite been prepared for. Something as simple as school, for instance. Taking the fact that you now transition from high school to university and you realize that it is completely different. And all that they taught you in high school didn't really equip you for that change. That's growth, and it's uncomfortable. It just goes to show that you can't really learn everything about growth outside of yourself. The most important aspects of growth come from you and from within. The uncomfortable aspect of growth I'm going to be touching on today is honesty with self. Yep, honesty with self. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Like, we were taught when we were growing up that you should be an honest child, you should not lie because that's bad. Even the Bible talks about it, you know, talking about the fact that it's important to speak the truth and be truthful and not lie. Just be honest. Like, if a child does something wrong, they have to be honest and say to the parents, I did this, I did that, I'm sorry. We see honesty as something very simple. But it is one of the most difficult things to do. I'm sure some of you might be confused as to why I'm saying that. Being honest with yourself is left up to you. As I'd mentioned, you're taught to be honest with other people, right? That's because life has other people in it. You know, we live in this life with other people. But no one says, be honest with yourself. Honesty with yourself is vital in your growth journey and in your journey of life in general. Being honest with yourself saves you a lot of heartache, let me tell you. And I'm about to unpack why honesty is so important and what honesty with self really looks like. I'll start with myself and my journey, and maybe it'll enlighten someone. I mean, I was a relatively good child, very obedient, wasn't a rebel, you know, practically did everything by the book. Everything started to fall apart when I was here. I found myself meddling with the wrong people, doing a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing, practically losing myself. And it went on for a certain amount of time because I wasn't in a space where I was able to be honest with myself. And then I had a moment where I had to be honest with myself and evaluate where I was in life and what is causing my life to be like this. Firstly, I was causing my life to be like that. And I was involving and meddling and associating myself with people I shouldn't be associating myself with activities I shouldn't be associating myself with, and finding myself in a toxic space. I lost myself because I wasn't in touch fully with what I viewed as valuable in my life anymore, and I just got absorbed in what was not me. In order for myself to get myself out of that, I had to be honest with myself, point blank. That is what honesty with self is. Honesty with self is not what society perceives it or makes it to be. It's not, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am successful, I am capable. Society only wants you to focus on the positive, and that is extremely dangerous. I'm not saying that the positive is not true, it is, but honesty is beyond that. Honesty is you coming face to face with your toxic traits. It's you being honest with yourself about something that you did wrong and you should apologize for. You should rectify your wrongdoings. Honesty is you accepting that this person removed themselves from your life, not because they were wrong, but you were. That's honesty. Honesty is coming face to face with the ugly and the bad and the toxic and the negative. That's what honesty is. And that honesty is so good for you. And it's so healthy and it saves you from heartache. You know why? Because if someone else points it out, you already know about it. If someone else brings it up, you already know about it. And it allows you to have the confidence to engage in honest conversations with other people. It removes the feeling of offense. You're no longer offended because you are truly in touch with yourself and you know who you are inside and out, good and bad, light and dark, blue and yellow. You know yourself completely. Honesty teaches you that. Honesty is growth in itself, and it is so uncomfortable, but you know what? It is worth it. It is so, so worth it, because when you're honest with yourself, you remove all those lies you've been telling yourself. You are even able to work on the toxic traits you have, on the bad that you possess. You're able to focus on becoming the best version of yourself because you know what points to touch on. You're not lying to yourself and telling yourself that you're perfect. You come face to face with the fact that, oh my gosh, I have a bad temper, or I am impatient, or I am not compassionate, or I'm not considerate, I am selfish. I need to work on these aspects of myself in order for me to be the best me for myself and for those around me. Honesty with self is very uncomfortable but vital in your journey of growth and life and wisdom. So take a moment and ask yourself, have I been honest with myself? Like really honest with myself? And see what answer you get.